The wild here doesn't whisper, it roars. Glaciers crack like thunder. Waterfalls carve paths through time. And in the middle of it all, she waits. Motor Yacht Unbridled. A sanctuary of warmth and refinement in the heart of Alaska's untamed frontier. Bears wander the shoreline. Whales breach on the horizon. Seals nap on drifting ice while you sip champagne on the aft deck. This isn't a cruise. It's a calling, and only the bold will answer. Now booking your next unforgettable charter. Yachtunbridled.com or through your preferred charter broker.
Top of the morning, folks. It's Captain Liam here from Motor Yacht Unbridled. I'm back at home in Montreal at the moment, but I've got the beautiful opportunity to have a quick conversation with Claire from Yacht Spot. Welcome, Claire. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Liam. It's absolute pleasure to be joining on one of your captain's chats. And yeah, all good, my side. Thank you.
Well, I think Yacht Spot doesn't need any introduction, though, does it? I think everyone's aware of Yacht Spot in the yachting industry.
Well, very proud to say so, 100%. When I was a crew member, I just kind of, the Yacht Spot word was almost like the word Google in the crew mess, which we're proud to say, but yeah, 100%.
And what's your story though? Because you've been in yachting. I saw your little anchor tattoo there. I mean, you've done your
time. You know what's crazy, Liam? This tattoo was done years before I got into yachting
really?
In Berlin. So, but I got the amount of people who've given me the, typical anchor tattoo. I'm like, oh.
You've done your time, though.
No, it was obviously, I was writing in the sand when I got that done. But yeah, a bit of background about me. So I joined, I was a bit of a late bloomer into the yachting industry back in 2017, 2018. Had been in the corporate game for 15 plus years and feeling a bit burned out and kind of the normal slog of the corporate world. That coupled with a really bad breakup led me to,
You needed to change at 180. You needed to change.
I totally did. Needed a massive change and shift. Luckily for me, my older brother, he's been doing yachting before yachting was even yachting. He was always, he kind of ditched the corporate life from straight out of school and went sailing. So,
and I'm sure you saw all the pictures of him out there in different parts of the world enjoying himself, and you're like,
100%. I mean, still to this day, I think my parents get asked by friends of theirs, when is your son going to ever get a real job? It's like, gosh, if you only knew
what goes on. Exactly.
It's not all Instagram, but.
Even with my career, I left home and went to sea. Like I went diving and fishing and like my whole career and all my friends from school are like, are you still doing that? I'm like, what's wrong with that? Like, it's all right. I still love it.
100%. I actually studied very hard to get here.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
But then, so you went onto yachts and then you kind of Mediterranean, Caribbean.
So I after that, I flew out to visit him for what was meant to be a working holiday to Cuba. He needed not so easy to get day workers there. So I was in this limbo stage, flew out and I was just like, do I have to leave? Can't I stay for the boss trip? At the time, his stewardess had to fly back home. So the timing, I was just kind of serendipity there in the right place at the time. So the boss allowed me to do the charter. End of the charter. In Cuba. Yeah.
At a Hemingway Marina or which marina? You remember?
We were in Varadero to start, where we were getting the boat prepped, and then we moved up to Hemingway. Yeah. Brilliant. So first launch into yachting.
I couldn't think of a more kind of, it's the location central, obviously, Cuba, but in terms of not many people go, like not many people I've met in Cuba.
Liam, we were provisioning. I was going to local markets where I would have to go and like getting like potatoes from one person's house, then you must go to Mr. So-and-so down the road, there you can get lettuce, and he's pulling it from his garden. So it was pretty wild back then.
People really don't, unless you've been to Cuba, you probably wouldn't understand what you're talking about, because it's like
100%,
it's all owned by Castro so you can't just go to a supermarket and call up an agent and get provisions.
So it was a big shock for me. I was like, where's the supermarkets? But it was an awesome experience looking back now. And I did the trip. And then I was like, can I come with you to the Bahamas? I wanted to do a bit of a longer passage. And his boss, obviously I didn't have tickets, and my boss said, it's fine, you sign it, she can go with you to Bahamas. Then, can I come with you to Bermuda?
Yeah.
And then I'll get off in Bermuda. They were about to cross the Atlantic. Then we got to Bermuda. I said, please, can I just do the Atlantic crossing with you guys?
Fantastic.
And so it was a sailboat, actually, large, and ended up crossing the Atlantic, myself and five guys, the only girl on board. And
you really threw yourself into it, Claire, didn't you?
Yeah. And got really involved up on deck. My brother taught me so much. I've sailed with him on like Hobie Cats growing up, but I got really started learning sailing on that trip. And I had the time of my life. And we got to Palmer, and he ended up offering me a job, which was, but 2 years later, older brother is your captain. It's going to go wrong at some point.
Yeah, exactly. So. You're going to answer back at some point, aren't you?
I know. I think our mother had sleepless nights, which child was going to be thrown overboard first.
Yeah.
About the other.
Both of you on the same yacht too.
Yeah, exactly. But
I worked with my brother, actually. He was a chef. He's a chef on board. My family are all restaurateurs. And that's why I enjoy the luxury side of yachting and the hospitality sector. But me and my brother did 5 years together, and there were some moments there I'm like, maybe we shouldn't be working together. It's the
highs
and the lows. And it's,
no, 100%.
And what build of catamaran was it?
It was a privilege. Yeah, that was a privileged catamaran. Yeah.
That's a special trip across the Atlantic on that.
It was really special. Yeah, really special. So the rest, obviously, is history. I fell in love. I flew back to Cape Town, did my SDCW, did my courses, then flew back, obviously joined the boat. And then after I left there, just kind of continued on sailboats, on different boats, worked my way up to chief stew. And I suppose age wasn't on my side. So like the motor yacht lifestyle was looking a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I then thought I wanted to trial it as well. And then I moved over to the other side. My brother wasn't very impressed, but
no. Funny, isn't it?
But yeah, and then obviously ended my career on motor yachts as a chief.
In the med.
But actually left in Florida was the end. Yeah. I was hoping to do one last season and but you know, the golden handcuffs, one more season. And then I flew home and I just was, just don't have it in me to go. I just knew,
It's a cycle. For some people it's 2-3 years, some it's 10, some it's 20.
Yeah. I mean, if I was any younger, I would definitely still be out there, 100%. Yeah. But I wanted to settle down and I wasn't lucky in love on the yacht like some are. So I wanted to obviously try and meet somebody and have a bit more of a normal life, if you could call it normal.
My partner's not in yachting per se. My wife. So that's, I don't know, it's been a hard balance in a sense where you have a family ashore and you have I love what I do and I love my family. The two of my passions in life is yachting and my family.
And your family.
I don't really mix geographically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to find that balance for sure. But then you moved back to Cape Town, correct?
Yeah, moved back in with mom and dad at the age of 42. And I was very lost. And we obviously know about people kind of, what are you going to do? What is life after yachting look like? And the skills and the lessons.
I still don't know, by the way. I don't know what life after yachting looks like. Maybe one of those old, big, long, grey beard captains.
One day you'll be there up in the bow.
I remember when we used diesel.
I love it. I look forward to that. But it was, I really did. I kind of thought, how can I couple all my years in corporate mixed with all my years in yachting? And I got somebody to put my two CVs together and I just hustled. And LinkedIn became my best friend. I hustled and contacted everyone who I could imagine in the yachting industry. This is me. These are my skills. This is what I bring. Just have a chat with me, please. Just give me a call. And the founders of YachtSpot were, I'd reached out to, and I'll never forget the moment. I still remember where I was at the exact time.
What's the shout out? Who are they?
Steve Crawford and Daryl Bradley are our founders of YachtSpot.
That's
absolute
it, gentlemen. Thank
legends.
You.
Yeah, ex-yacht crew. And big shout out to them. And it was Daryl who got back to my message and sent me a voice note through LinkedIn. I didn't even know you could do them at the time. And I couldn't believe it. YachtSpot was my, even what I used back in the day. I was like, oh my gosh, the founder of YachtSpot's messaged me.
Exactly.
And he said, hey, Claire, kind of interesting you reached out. They were kind of chatting in the office at the time. Maybe we need to bring somebody in from the advertising side. I come from a media and advertising background, and it was, he was in, said, we'd be interested to have a call with you. And a few interviews later with himself and Danielle, my managing director, the rest is history. And I've been with the company nearly 2.5 years now. Yeah.
5 years. Lovely. Yeah. And it's,
yeah,
it's such a brand in yachting yachts, but it's such an identity.
Yeah. No,
you know, everyone uses it. Everyone goes through it. I keep looking back at the website, and every time I look, there's a new feature. Like, you've got a feature about social success stories, mental health, charities, CIFAR employment agreements. I just keep looking at every time I come back to the platform, I see something new. And that's when we kind of wanted to talk about the black card.
Oh, very happy to see you having your card in your hand, Liam. Yeah.
Yeah, very. I think my wife's probably more happy than me, but that's not right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. That's brilliant, which means you know that you can use it for yourself, so, which is great. So, yeah, we've actually, exactly that. I mean, the development's been huge. I joined at a very exciting time, the amount of growth that's happened and the changes over the last 2 years. And obviously, that's how we got in touch when I reached out. I think it was referencing, I think I was trying to get over from you, and we got chatting, and you didn't have an account at the time, and now you do. But going to the black account, we always taking on board at YachtSpot, just kind of feedback from our existing clients, those who possibly don't use us. And so developing those, and that would be down to the filters you might see that you talk about. You might see a new filter that's been added. You're fully crewed up, but you've got your account. And that is where the black account was born. So our concierge service now, and exactly that. So it's purely for existing clients of ours. You have a yacht membership. As you probably see, you can just hit straight into, as you've logged in, go to the concierge section. And yeah, have access to events, luxury goods, transport services. So events such as boss needs tickets to the Grand Prix last minute, pop in your request there. Passion Ferris, Fashion Week, the Grammys, you name it, the events.
Exactly.
You've seen it. And it's constantly being updated on the site, so you can see. And just to know, I mean, the events you see there are only just selected events. If you have an event that isn't listed there, feel free to send that request at any time.
I think with yachting, we're always looking for ways, and that's why I love yachting, is to elevate the experience for the clients, for the different people we work with or partners or in the company or ourselves. We're trying to elevate the experiences, and it's so difficult now. Where the kind of black card comes in, I'm looking at the Hyde Park Winter Wonderland preview night. Like, it is, whether you're a broker, whether a yacht captain or an owner of a yacht, there's all these things that we want to try to elevate the experience of people, because that's yachting. That's what yachting is, getting the unachievable.
So exactly, 100%. No, thank you. And yeah, we're very proud to have just had our official launch of it. And it's exactly that. I mean, it's being able to say to the boss, you know what, it's your wife's birthday next month. Can I organize her next Hermes handbag or jewelry, whatever it may be? Like, and we, our guys behind the scenes, obtain the unobtainable, is, as you can see, written on your card there.
That's what I was thinking. The owner's wife would love it. There's a couple of events here in Los Angeles, and there's rugby as well. I was like, there's people you can kind of invite or send to that can enjoy that experience. That'll remember the brand YachtSpot.
It's
a great marketing idea too.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And yeah, very proud. And it's just really nice to give that to our clients. And it's great to know that, because that's exactly that. Captains, heads of department. And for you, you might want to reward a particular crew member for their longevity or really standing out and doing something exceptional for the team or on a charter, et cetera. And that could be, you might have a crew member who loves Taylor Swift, for example, and you go get her those tickets to that sold out event. So yeah, it's really there as your little background. I want to know, what are you treating the wife to on the list? Is there anything on there?
I don't know. I mean, we're in Montreal at the moment. I was looking at it now. I mean, the Grammys would be amazing, but I love the rugby. I don't think my wife would enjoy the rugby, but these are all exclusive networking opportunities also, you know, for people to take clients to or potential charter clients as a thank you. I mean, it's something that I think in the industry, you see it on LinkedIn, 1 year service, congratulations in a company, or 2 years anniversary in a company. But I don't think as yachting, as crew members, we don't really celebrate our achievements as a crew member very much. And I think kind of what this also does too. Like, over the years, we sometimes give back. A lot of times owners I've worked with always give the girls a spa treatment before a charter sometimes. If it's a big charter coming up, the owners will say, take the stewardesses and the girls out and send them to a spa, send the boys to a golf course. And that was when I worked with an owner once, that was a really nice thing they did. But celebrating anniversaries and events by exclusive access to these things, I think it will be huge. I think it's a great idea.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, we're very proud and it's so glad that you're really enjoying it. And yeah, I look forward to hearing of any events you've managed to secure through the platform. But yeah, it is. It's just exactly that. So it's just to kind of, and that is the beauty of YachtSpot. It's kind of your one-stop shop. Everything's there. And as you can say, it's really become a hub for the yachting community through our blog posts, which we share on there as well. Our social media, we get such great engagement and so many people obviously tag us in their posts, which we then share. And yeah, it's just been, I think, getting out and about at the shows as well. What I've enjoyed is, and you get it a lot, is, oh my gosh, this, you're from YachtSpot. Wow.
Yeah.
People are quite stoked to meet us. It's quite cool.
Isn't it? You're celebrities.
We are real people. Yeah, we're not a bot. We are real people. And especially the kind of youngsters coming in as well, who are obviously on YachtSpot daily. And on that, we do a lot at the moment is really trying to optimize the profiles on there. So for you as our client to searching for crew, we've got good quality profiles that are coming up for your search in your searches or people applying to positions. But we do rerun now, and we generally tie it in, and all the boat shows we go to, we run crew clinics. So what that entails, and we do a bit of a shout out on socials beforehand, inviting everyone to come down and join us. Myself and my colleagues will be there with our laptops. And then we have a bit of a vibe with our marketing manager, getting some hypes and handing out mocktails and photo booths opportunity. And then you get to come and sit with one of us. We log on to your profile and we give you a full run through, giving you tips, tricks. Maybe you haven't worked out how to input certain skills and show them how the algorithm works. Your CV is secondary. You have to input all the data in order to be matched. And yeah, I'll just give them a bit of a push and a pep talk and enthusiasm and tell them they're going to, and some exciting bits of the industry, and yeah, get them all stoked and excited. And it's really cool. And
I don't think crew, there's two things there that are exciting for me is you mentioned the word match, and people don't realize that when you look for candidates, like I've looked for a lot of candidates in my career, obviously, and you see the percentage of match to the role. I think that's fascinating. And that's kind of, and it puts it in order and you can sort it. And I was like, that's, you look for a role, you're looking for someone in that location or that age range, that position with experience and longevity. I think it's one of the best features of YachtSpot for me as a captain looking for crew. But you're saying it comes back to the crew making sure they input all their data correctly.
100%. I mean, in order for that, but then again, when you're posting that particular role, it's down to those filters you put in the back end. So, and that's something that the filtering system is, the dev list at YachtSpot is never ending, as you can imagine, being a tech business. And that we have over 155,000 crew on our site now. So
that's going to be the most of any company, correct? I would assume.
Yeah, we are the leading jobs board, so I'm very proud to say so. So 100%. But yeah, and those matching, it's that. So we never can stop anyone applying for a position, and we never will. But in the same breath, you've now got 250 applicants for your deckhand role. It's through those filters you've put in through your job post that is a matter of clicking on those, and that they're all those that didn't match those filters will be taken out. And that's how you break down to your strong shortlist. So the matching are those who are matching 100% because they've got all the certificates you've requested. They are maybe perhaps in Europe right now, etc. So that's where the matching comes in. So it is important that they put all of the details correctly for that algorithm to run correctly in the background.
Absolutely. Now, what are things that you see? What's something that excites you within YachtSpot? I mean, the black account, of course, but when you kind of, what excites you in your business, in your career?
I think it's just the fact of just seeing how many people that when we go out to the shows and we meet people and they say, we got our first job through YachtSpot. I think that just makes you excited. There's nothing I find better than seeing somebody succeed or seeing somebody happy and landing that first role and hearing that our platform got them there. Yeah. And this is where Steve, the brains behind the idea, back in the day as a crew member, he felt like there has to be a way that makes it easier for crew to get in front of captains. Back in the day with the gatekeepers and you'd meet with an agent or whatever it may be. And yeah, the idea, which was a doodle on a piece of paper, which we still have, of how he thinks this website will look. And here it is. And yeah, it's pretty cool to see the original drawings of his designs. And yeah, it's really cool. So, and now it is what it is, and being the largest platform, and we have the proudly so many incredible clients and all of our agencies and management companies who see the power of our platform too. So we get to work with everybody, really. And that's what I love as well. Where I get to chat to you as a captain on Unbridled, but then I'm speaking to an incredible recruitment agent who's one of our clients. So it's just really, you get such a, that the scope of the business as well. And I also manage the advertising side of it as well. So then I'm talking to potential advertisers or existing advertisers. So a real mix array. And I think that's what I love the most. Yeah. No day is the same. JotSpot.
Yeah. Well, I love your energy. That's why I wanted to connect with you, Claire. I think there's so many like companies like YachtSpot. Yes, it's a great product. Yes, it's the black account's amazing and awesome. But it's the people that make the company. It's yourself and your team that really build YachtSpot. And that's what makes crew exciting. Like even me, to meet Claire behind YachtSpot, I like it. I like it. You know what I mean? It's something good. Yeah. You've now moved to UK, I heard.
Yeah.
We're going to have our first winter. You'll have your winter there. I'll have my winter in Seattle. So
I know. So like we said, we'll be calling one another. How are you coping?
Have you seen any postcards of sunshine? Or
yeah. So I've just moved over in July, actually, from Cape Town. So, and yeah, for both personal reasons. But what's great is that the offices are down in Southampton, so I get to see my team a lot more. Absolutely. I get to join them a lot. So, yeah, and honestly, we just have such a fantastic team and all get on so great. It's really, and we're actually, surprisingly, people don't understand or know that we are actually quite a small team for what we do. And what's having a small team, it's just like being on a yacht or on a smaller size vessel. It's teamwork. And we all just jump in, we help each other, and we are a real solid team. So I think that's kudos to our management who've created that ethos in the business. Yeah, for us.
Well, that's the beauty of yachting. You really don't know, in your career, you don't know where you'll end up. You know what I mean? Like I could never imagine myself unbridled when I was 20 years of age, diving and fishing off the coast of Fiji in Australia. Like that's, you can't perceive it, but yachting does open up all these opportunities as long as you kind of keep positive, be patient, and they're kind of the messages I always try and send on the different platforms. It's just,
absolutely.
This is a beautiful industry. It opens up so many opportunities.
No, 100%. And it's the people you meet, and it's not, it takes a special person to cope in yachting for one, we know. You're surrounded by like-minded people, and keeping those relationships strong, engaging, and don't be, a message from me is like, don't be scared to take the next step. It's just kind of, there's always a way, there's always something, whether it's whatever that may be. But
well, that's a great message, Claire. That's a great message to leave on.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to take the next step.
Don't be. We always just think one more season, one more whatever, or I don't know what I'm going to do. But if you don't take that step, you're never going to know. So it is. Yeah.
Well, I just went to an Eckhart Tolle concert conference with my wife recently, and that was kind of the message, is when you get to those difficult times, that's when you're closest to the doorway of growth and an opportunity. And it kind of goes at your ethos is don't be afraid to take the next step. When you're a third stew trying to be a second stew, go on to YachtSpot, look around for the positions, keep your resume updated at the end of the season. Be brave, take that opportunity, just be transparent with people.
Absolutely. And that's why I enjoy the crew clinics, is to just tell people, get out there, get out on the dock, get out talking to people, get out meeting, because sometimes it's being in the right place at the right time as well, and stand out and make that difference. So for sure. But
you stand out, Claire. I see you. I think you're awesome at what you do, and I look forward to seeing you. Thank you for your time, everyone. This is Captain Liam. This is Claire from YachtSpot. If you've got any questions, reach out to us. Everyone, I think, knows how to get a hold of YachtSpot.
I will also just add in, if I can, Liam, is that some big changes are actually coming to the website soon as well. Okay. From the functionality side for both our shore side and estate roles. I'm not sure if you've ever seen any of those on the platform, but this is going to make it a lot easier for employers to post those roles and for those obviously looking for their next adventure. going shore-based. So currently we have quite a few offices that manage both kind of estates and yachts at the moment, as well as the management companies that post those roles. So yeah, it's kind of just felt like a natural fit for us to go into that arena. So yeah, watch the space.
Yeah, it keeps growing, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And what's the final message is, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.